Lansing's Old Town has hosted several musical events recently, and tomorrow night, the Absolute Gallery on East Grand River Avenue will also be hosting a soiree that's appropriately called the Absolute Music Chamber Series. I'm joined now by Jamie Paisley, who spoke with co-founder and MSU College of Music flute professor Richard Sherman. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there. It is indeed a soiree, or at least that's one of the goals that Richard Sherman set out with in creating this series at the Absolute Gallery. In fact, for tomorrow's concert, he's joined by a colleague, the MSU musicologist Kevin Bartig, to introduce the event's all-Russian program.
I started this part of the series, which would be that there'd be a concert guide who would be sort of setting the historical framework or the setting, if you like, for the music that people would hear that evening. And it was sort of the whole idea of the Absolute Music series was patterned after this sort of soiree model where people would go out into people's homes many times or whatever it happened to be the setting, and they would play music. Sometimes they'd hear poetry. It would be high art, and people would speak, you know, if there was an oration that someone wanted to present. But I thought to try to combine the fact that it's a gallery setting with music, with people who are versed in music history, would be an amazing combination.
So. Get it out of the recital hall.
Exactly, and kind of bring the music to the people, which is kind of, I wasn't really raised in a really classical music family. And for me, it was like learning to enjoy beer or wine. The more you take in something, the more you notice, and the more you notice, the more you appreciate. I was a flutist back then, of course, but I didn't sit around listening to a lot of flute records. There weren't that many prominent artists at the time. So classical music for me was an extension of my listening to folk music and, you know, indie rock even back then, if it was called that then. Fleetwood Mac, Rumours, was the big 1977 album that we all listened to. And I was just as happy listening to that stuff as anything else.
In the Absolute Music Chamber Series, flutist and co-founder Richard Sherman does his best to step back when it comes to what pieces are played, and that's by design.
Well, what I try to do is not make it like a society for the advancement of Richard Sherman in Lansing. You know, I try to be, you know, invite my friends and invite people around the state and then sometimes even beyond our borders to try to get the best classical musicians that we can into Absolute Music. And occasionally I'll play maybe no more than two concerts a season because I found that people, you know, it becomes like a family. People know certain people regularly. But no, I don't want it just to be something that features me. So I would be very happy to have another group. Like the first concert we did was the Donald Cinta Saxophone Quartet, and I didn't play at all. I just went and enjoyed it. So this next one is three colleagues of mine from the College of Music who are playing, and they play the lion's share of the program.
That lion's share in Friday's concert is Tchaikovsky's Piano Trio, his only work in that chamber genre, and features pianist Ralph Vodopek, violinist Dmitry Berlinsky, and cellist Søren Bagratuni. But co-founder Richard Sherman will appear in the first half of that Absolute Music Chamber series in Old Town with a work by another Russian, Prokofiev's Flute Sonata, which might be better known in an adaptation made by the composer for violin.
Well, I think it's always interesting when you consider that a work was conceived with a certain instrument in mind. And I read a really interesting article in which Shostakovich was quoted that he actually preferred the flute version because he thought it captured more of the transparency and also the innocence of childhood, which I think has a lot to do with the melodies that are in this piece. I generally feel like the fiddle players can be much more athletic. Some of the stuff that's written is very angular, and the fast movements can be really fast on fiddle. And on flute, it takes a little bit more negotiating. But I think that that changes its character also, and not necessarily for the worst. I think the very high register stuff for flute, Prokofiev's notorious for it. And for us, it becomes very brilliant and loud. Whereas when the violins play up that high in the stratosphere, it tends to be smaller and purer and thinner and, you know, so and softer. It's just not quite as loud most of the time. So there's some interesting contrast to be found in both versions.
For flutist Richard Sherman, The process of starting the Absolute Chamber Music Series was a long time coming, particularly when it came to get to know the other co-founder, the owner of the Absolute Gallery in Old Town, Kathy Holcomb.
Kathy and I had known each other since I came to Michigan State in the early 90s because she was working at a gallery called the Pandy Gallery in Okemos. I had gone into that studio because I had found an old charcoal drawing that my uncle had done of my grandmother that it was in pieces. But I just handed it off to Kathy, who was behind the counter. And when I came back to pick up whatever the framing is, she had restored that charcoal drawing completely. And so then I don't know how many years it was after that that I was down in Old Town and I wandered into her gallery, the Absolute Gallery, and she was the proprietor and she had her own place. And she never said much. She just sort of was a doer and she'd do things behind the scenes. And that's kind of still the way she is. And I would just stop in. I liked Old Town. I liked hanging out down there. I think it's kind of, eclectic and hip and now and cutting edge. And I used to just go down there and hang out and I would go over and see her, you know, because there was a jazz presence down there already and there was a blues fest and, you know, there were all those different things going on. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat to have a classical music presence in Old Town? And she said, oh, yeah, all we need is a piano. And one day I walked over to Marshall Music and they donated one for a series of six concerts at the time. We just threw ourselves into it. And so that's kind of how it started.
And over the years of the Absolute Concert Series, Richard Sherman's love for Old Town hasn't dissipated one bit.
It makes a really great date night. You know, I always say that it's nice to have some place to go that's not on campus. You know, a lot of things that go on here at MSU that are awesome. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to explore Lansing a little bit, and I think it's a good way to do it.
That's Richard Sherman, co-founder of the Absolute Music Chamber Series. Doors open at the Absolute Gallery on Friday at 7 p.m. for their next concert, with music by Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev. The concert itself starts at 8 p.m. You can find more information about tomorrow's concert and the rest of the Absolute Chamber Music Series online at absolutemusiclansing.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.